Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Chaf, Nazir 20b, pagination is 40, starting four lines from the top at the start of the new perek. Misha Omar Areni Nazir. A person said, I shall be a Nazir. He has a vow to that effect. V'shama chavero, and his friend heard his vow. V'omar va'ani, and he said, me too. And he does so, as the Gemara explains, toch kidei dibur, within a very short amount of time of the vow that was made by the first person, such that his words, me too, are actually linked to the original vow, and he's accepting the vow upon himself as well. Toch kedei dibur is the amount of time of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that you could say, peace be upon you, my mentor. And that short amount of time is the allowance that we have, that it's still considered connected to the previous statement. And then even a third person said, Va'ani, and me too. And he's doing that, toch kedei dibur, of the second person's acceptance with the word Va'ani. Kulam nezirim, they will all become nezirim, because the original vow has status as a nazir, and the other people, as they say, me too, are able to link up with that and apply the strength of the original vow to them as well. However, hutar harishon hutru kulan. If the first person would change his mind about being a nazir, he suddenly realizes, for whatever reason, that this is not a smart thing to do, and he goes, and with ever parameters of hataras nedarim, he's able to undo that neder. Hutru kulan. They all become mutter because they're all hinging on his vow, and his vow evaporates, then so does their affirmation to it. It's a meaningless connection because the original vow is gone. Hutr ha'acharon, if conversely the last person would do ataras nedarim on his vow, ha'acharon mutter v'kulan asurim, he would only undo his vow, but the other people would remain prohibited, because his vow is linked to the earlier people's, but the earlier people's are not linked to his. So his can be removed from the picture, and their vow will still stand. So we have this fascinating dynamic that even though the first person made the vow, and the second person affirmed it, there is a way out if they would do Hataras Nedarim, and it is possible that all of them actually would have their vow fall away. Next case. Omar, he says, Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazir. V'shama chaveiro v'omar, and the second person says, Pi kefiv v'sairi kisa'oro. The second person doesn't say va'ani, and me too, but rather he says, my mouth, meaning my intake, shall be like his intake, with grape products prohibited. And my here should be like his here. An expression saying, I'm also going to be a nazir and not cut my hair. Harezen nazir. Such an expression indeed makes it binding, just like a va'ani, me too. The Mishnah continues by describing the dynamic between husband and wife. Now, it's true that a husband and wife can also go for hataras nedarim, but initially, what's typically thought of when we deal with husband and wife is the possibility that the husband can annul the wife's vow, biyom shamo, on the day that he hears of it. So the Mishnah describes a case, hareini nazir, the man made a vow of nazirus, v'shama ishto, and the woman heard it, v'amra, and she said, va'ani, me too. So mefer es shela, he can do a husband power annulment on her vow, v'shalo kayim, and his vow of nazirus is going to stand. He's simply saying, I don't want my wife to be a nazir. I don't want her to be restricted in these ways. He annuls it. And that doesn't change anything regarding his own vow. The only way to undo his own vow would be hataras nedarim, if he can find a proper pesach, an opening with a chacham or a team of dayanim to be able to undo his. But as far as husband-wife dynamics, he can annul hers, and he can do so even though he himself is a nazir and thinks being a nazir is just wonderful, but not for her. And therefore he annuls her vow. The flip case would be, hareini nazira. The woman says, I'm a nazir. V'shama baila, and the husband hears, v'omar, and he says, va'ani, and me too. It's an extension of the first case of the Mishnah, where one person is saying the vow and the second person is saying va'ani. But in this case, the Mishnah points out something very phenomenal happens in conjunction with his va'ani. And that is, eino yachal lahafer. He will no longer be able to annul her vow, because by saying, and me too, he has, as a subset of his statement, affirmed her vow. And the rule is, biyom shamo, he can annul her vow on the day he hears it, as long as he hasn't been making it, as long as he hasn't approved it. Once he approved it, he can no longer annul it. And by saying va'ani, he has approved it, and taking it a step further, and me too. So hataras nedarim would still be available to them, but the common reaction of can a husband annul the vow, that would no longer be available to them. Mishnah continues, hareini nazir. A man says, I am a nazir. Va'at, and with a question mark, and what about you? He says to his wife, would you like to be a nazir? Va'amra amen, and she says, Amen. Yes, I'm in. Mefer es shela. If he chooses to annul her vow, he could. He was asking her, and what about you? And that, the Mishnah says, still leaves him room to annul it. It's not the equivalent of having a woman make a vow and the husband affirming it, even though he seems to have been indicating like he was open to the possibility that she would say amen, that she would also want to be a nazir with him, but that's not yet considered make him, and therefore, after she said amen, he still has the option to annul her vow, v'shalokayim, but his vow remains intact. The flip case is, hareini nazira, she says, I am a nazir, va'ata, and asks him, and what about you? Va'amar amen, and he says, amen, yes. Eina yachal lahafer, he would not be able to annul her vow anymore, because by approving his inclusion in her vow, it is also the equivalent of affirming her vow that he's okay with it, and therefore, even on the same day, he would not be able to annul her vow anymore. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.